You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are going to play here this week, this Monday through Thursday, something that I preached at the church that I pastor, which is Island Community Church. We're located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, and we meet Sunday at 10:30. This sermon, I believe, is one of the most important messages the Lord's ever given me. It's a look at how this country got into the state that it's in. Message is called The Falling Away of the United States of America, and it's a look at six different things, six different catalysts that led the downfall and the fall of this country. So I want to encourage you to join us here Monday through Thursday to hear this message. If you'd like to hear it in its entirety, you can go to WGODontheair.net, and there's a link on there to hear this podcast, and or go to gospelstudy.net as well and click on the link that says this program is now podcast, and you'll find the whole sermon there in one piece. It's around 40 minutes long. You can hear the whole thing from beginning to end if you have a spare 40 minutes. Otherwise, here on the radio, it's broken up in 15-minute segments. That's where we're starting today. That's where we're going to be this week, the falling away of the USA. Scripture verse, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. The Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, many shall fall away from the faith. Some translations say many shall depart from the faith. And then it says this, giving heed to, meaning this is the culprit behind the falling away, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. That's where we're at here today. Again, I encourage you, follow us here this week on WGOD Radio as we listen to this sermon, The Falling Away of the USA. You also can go to Facebook and like this page, WGOD Radio. Likewise on Twitter as well, at WGOD Radio. Now let's hear today's message, The Falling Away of the United States.
Wrote down another name for this sermon title within the last hour. What do you do when there's sin in the camp? I don't know how this service is going to end today. We'll see what happens between now and then. Everyone has a handout. I'm grateful to everyone who showed up here today. There's a lot of new faces here today, and we're so grateful. Welcome to Island, and we hope you feel comfortable here, worshiping here, and hope you have peace here, and I hope you enjoy the music, and I hope you enjoy the message, too. We're looking at the falling away of the United States. I started on this sermon using for a text 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where Paul says that the day of Christ will not come unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed. And then at the last moment, I scrapped that and threw it out and went with something different. Went with this verse here, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Lord, we thank you again. We thank you for your word. Thank you for the truth. You say that you have come to bear witness to the truth, and everyone that is of the truth hears your voice. Lord, thank you for the truth. Thank you. We know where to go to hear truth. Speak to us here today now during this message. Lead us and guide us every step of the way. Lord, I pray too for those that will hear this message later on the radio and around the world on podcast. We pray you'd start something big by setting some people on fire for you today. It's all in your hands. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. The falling away. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 says this. It says, the Spirit explicitly says that in latter times some shall fall away from the faith. Some translations say some shall depart from the faith. Apostasantia, same word used by the Apostle Paul in 2 Thessalonians. There, when you look at it and take it from that angle, oh, it's a joyous day. The day of Christ, we know, is a good day, not the day of the Lord. You know, the day of Christ is the day that he's coming to take us out of this world. The Spirit explicitly says, in the latter times, some shall fall away from the faith. Look at the next three words. Giving heed to. Giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. For those like Larry Darris got his King James Version, doctrines of devils. Giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. Now, I wanted to use this text to prove the other one of what the falling away is. The falling away is a falling away from the faith. And if you notice, what ought to get you mad is looking to see at the culprit for who's responsible for this. Deceiving spirits, doctrines of demons. Who's responsible? Who is responsible for all this muck that's going on in the United States? Deceiving spirits. Here's the Esposito definition of deceive. Write it down. It's to think that something is something while something is actually something else. You want me to repeat that 20 times? Or get the CD later? To think that something is something. Sort of like when Eve says in the garden, the serpent deceived me and I ate. Do you think Eve would have done all the things that she did if she would have known what was going to happen? Eve, take this apple. Little children will die of cancer. You will cause the Son of God to die naked on the cross. What do you think she would have done? How about Judas Iscariot? Matthew 27, 2. Starts with these three words. When he saw. When he saw what happened to Jesus, he hurled the money in the temple and shouted out, I've sinned by betraying innocent blood. If Judas would have known what was going to happen to him, do you think he would have done what he did? No way. In the latter times, many will fall away from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. People have been deceived out here into doing what they've done. This country, to get in the condition that we're in, we've been deceived. The Spirit explicitly says it. Think about this word, explicit. This is the only time this word's used in the Bible. What are things you can find with the word explicit? Some are warnings not to watch a television show if you've got children. The word means fully and clearly expressed or demonstrated. The word means leaving nothing implied. Explicit instructions. Explicit language. Clearly developed. Explicit knowledge. Meaning you're not going to mistake this. The Holy Spirit leaves nothing to be implied here. In the latter times, many will fall away from the faith. Now, this quote comes from Barack Hussein Obama, June the 28th, 2006. He says, "Whatever we once were, we are no longer a Christian nation." Whatever we once were, we are no longer a Christian nation. I'll tell you what we once were. We used to be a God-fearing country. We used to be a God-honoring country. We used to be a country with godly leaders. We used to be a country that had God as our foundation. We used to be an Israel-supporting country. We used to be a country with godly school teachers. Now, after he said that, he stumbled a bit, hemmed and hawed, and said, "Well, at least not just a Christian country. We're also a Jewish nation, a Muslim nation, a Buddhist nation, a Hindu nation, and a nation of unbelievers," unquote. That's what he said June the 28th, 2006. And I'd say to that, look around. Indeed, I'd have to agree with the president. We are no longer a Christian nation. Why does everyone get upset, so upset when he says that? That we once were or are no longer a Christian nation. I agree with him. Psalm 30, you hear that podcast? I agree with Barack Obama. I agree with Barack Obama. We are no longer, hey Avis, we are no longer a Christian nation. Psalm 33:12 says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen for his inheritance." Now, Jehovah God is not the God of this country anymore. The glory has left the temple, as they would say, a long time ago. And what you see out in the streets today is the end result of that. What you see in the United States of America is a country, is indeed a godless country. This is what happens when you take God out of a country. Look around. I say to people who are here in this podcast, I can't speak for your country. I was born in Summit, New Jersey 51 years ago. I grew up in this country. I'm used to growing up here in this country, and I remember the way things used to be. I can't speak for England, France, all these other countries. I think it's a shame when missionaries from Africa send missionaries to England to help England find Christ. How twisted is that? England used to be the country that sent out missionaries everywhere. Now they're sending them there. But I can't speak for England. I can only speak for what I know here in this country. Now, I want to look at here today some key events that happened in the USA that caused us to fall away from the faith. If you're writing, I have a list of six. Number one, throwing God out of public school. Throwing God out of public school. Now, the date was June the 25th, 1962. Some 52 years ago, this coming Wednesday. Most of the problems you see on television nightly and read in the news is directly related to this one event. The day this country kicked God out of the public school system and slammed the door behind him and said to God, "Get out."
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web.